Now, a few more disclaimers, because on Friday night, we got through with the power all night long, but we had a fire alarm. So if we have a fire alarm tonight, I suggest we just all stay here and burn together. And of course, if a possum drops through the ceiling, don't be surprised. If you weren't here on Friday night, I had that happen in Brazil. And so it was, I've had so many wonderful new experiences. Fire alarms, possums dropping from the ceiling. Well, I can't imagine a greater job than to be asked to come all over the place, all over the world, and talk about God. I almost feel like I should have to pay you. And many years ago, when God began to give me this, I was a little shocked by my age when I realized I did this in 1998. I get older every time I give it. So it was many years ago when God began to give this to me. I said, at first I was afraid I was crazy. And I am crazy. But I was afraid I was even more crazy than normal. And then next, I was afraid no one would listen to this. And because I'm motivated to teach, that's a sacrifice. And then God brought me to the place where I realized the absolute privilege is knowing Him. So I was getting so much out of God giving this to me. In fact, I'm still in a tornado in my brain of learning and reevaluating and having my perspective changed again and again and again, that I'm convinced we have to live forever. There is not enough time here. That I began to realize our joy in this, our joy in life has to be to know Him, the privilege of that, and growing in Him and getting more and more insight. And then if somehow we can use that, that's wonderful. But if we can't, it's still wonderful to know Him. And if beyond that, not only can we know Him, but we can use it somehow, but if we can influence others to change, whoa, that's amazing. But if that never happened, it's still so good to know who God is and that we are going to enjoy Him forever. And so today is what it is. It's a good day, it's a bad day, it's an in-between day, but we know Him, we're getting to know Him better, and we're going to get to know Him forever. And that has to be our satisfaction. I was a roller coaster fanatic when I was a little bit younger, and I wasn't afraid my neck would come off. And now I no bungee jumping, because you never know what's going to separate if you at my age. So, but I loved roller coasters. Oh gosh, just give me speed any day of the week, and the biggest and the best. And I carried a list for years all over the world of the top 10 most exciting roller coasters in the world, and I was ticking them off as I got to them, you know. And but it's no comparison to what I'm doing.